Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, and welcome again to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Wetzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
Kristen, we've got another lovely Saturday morning. It seems like I'm always saying that. I'm also always talking about last year's guest and how great the interview was, but I can't complain. If we keep having guests like this and talking about the interviews, then we must be doing something right.
I think we are, and we're getting some feedback from people in the community. I got an email from Katie Kimberly. She was listening to the Gary Lubi show from a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And she said Gary's story was just like hers, and she felt that they both encountered adversity and financial hardship in their career fields. You know, Gary's was during the banking crisis in the early 90s, and hers was during the housing market crisis of the 2008. But she said, just like Gary, you know, he remains steadfast and motivated for his professional goals, and that's how she would like to be, and his story is motivating and inspiring to her. So I think it's good to hear from, you know, people in the community that the people we're interviewing are inspiring.
Great, great. Now, did you get any, what's happening on social media and Facebook?
You know, each week we're posting little teasers, I guess you could call them, about the upcoming guest. And we're asking people to guess who the guest is. So on Thursdays, then we tell who that guest is for the upcoming week. So on Wednesday, we post little teasers. So last week, you know, Mike Schimento was our guest, and we posted about, you know, opening the new office, that he's been in business in Flagler County for such a long time.
40 years.
40 years. And then people could guess. And Rebecca from the chamber, she guessed. She knew. She didn't guess. She didn't put it on there, but she said she knew. I believe she knew.
All right. Good, good. Well, we want you to continue to reach out to us via tweets, emails, and participating with us from a social media perspective. And if we bump into you as we're about around here, we'd like to have you join us then as well. So our guest today is might be difficult for people to guess because she's not from Palm Coast. In fact, she lives in Jersey City, New Jersey. And she is the CEO and founder of Breakthrough Marketing Technologies. Her name is Pamela Roach. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Pam.
Well, Pam, thanks for being on the show. And one of the reasons I invited Pam on is I think she has a very interesting story and interesting view. Pam is also no stranger to Palm Coast. In fact, she was one of the presenters and participants at the second Business Expo hosted by the Business Assistance Center in the city of Palm Coast. So, Pam, we are still getting positive comments from your presentation. In fact, at this year's show, people came up and said, when is Pam coming back? So what's the answer to that?
Whenever I'm invited. It was a delight to be in Palm Coast.
Yeah, great, great. Well, Pam, tell us about your business, Breakthrough Marketing Technologies.
Breakthrough Marketing Technology is 12 years old, and we are business consultants. But what that really means is that we work with companies that are struggling to grow their business. They haven't been able to crack the nut. And the way we work with them is to understand who are the customers they want to sell, and then we go out to those customers and find out what it's going to take for them to actually pay for a product from our client. Many cases, that means that we do a lot of sophisticated analysis of the information or the answers that they give us to questions about what they need and what would make their lives better.
Okay.
We find that that is a very effective way at helping us define the right products and pricing for our clients.
So how did you end up in this business? It seems it's not something that you'd wake up in the middle of the night in your teenage years and say, that's the business I want to start. How did you get there?
Well, that's absolutely true, Howard. I got there in a circuitous route. I went to Harvard, and I majored in philosophy. And for a lot of people who don't pay much attention to philosophy, You may not know that one of the key elements of philosophy is to understand that everybody has a system or a way of thinking. All the great philosophers have some principles that they put down, and then they build out all of the implications of those systems. By studying philosophy, I learned that not only do philosophers have some key concepts that they build on, but so does every business person and every individual. So I went from philosophy into sales and then into marketing. And a good salesperson listens very clearly to whoever they're trying to sell to. They understand what are the basic principles and concerns that that potential customer has.
Yep.
And then they find a way to position their product to meet those needs. And that's how I actually use my background in philosophy to learn about sales, get good at sales, and then become good at marketing and business.
So how long were you in the sales and marketing domains?
About 25 years before
Wow.
I started my business.
Okay. Corporate America, I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Corporate America, a variety of industries, from something as mundane as textiles that are used in luggage, all the way to very sophisticated chemical products that are used in the most sophisticated production systems and polymers out there.
So, Pam, I guess your mother and father also went to Harvard, and it was just always a given that you would go to Harvard. Is that what happened?
Absolutely not. In fact, it's funny you bring that up, Howard. When I was in second grade, I had a fight with one of my classmates, and at the end of the fight, I don't even remember what it was about, she said, "Well, you're never going to go to Radcliffe." And I said, "Well, what's Radcliffe?" And she said, "Well, that's the girls' Harvard, and you're never going to get there." And at that moment, I decided I was going to go to Radcliffe. and it's so funny because I made that decision, put it in the back of my mind, and didn't revisit it until I was actually applying to colleges.
Mm.
And what I learned, and I applied to Harvard, Radcliffe, the women's school of Harvard. Then I also applied to Yale and Princeton and Swarthmore, and I got into all of them.
Wow, fantastic.
It was. I was really happy about that. But what I realized is that making decisions and believing that you deserved to have whatever it is you decided to have was really fundamental to being successful in life. Making a decision and knowing that you deserve it is really what life is about. I was very fortunate. My parents didn't go to Harvard. My father was a Tuskegee Airman, and he did go to CUNY in New York City, the City University of New York.
Uh-huh.
He was an engineer, worked on aircraft. And my mother did not go to college until after my brothers and I were in school, and then she went back to college and got a degree in English literature. So I was not a legacy student at Harvard.
Uh-huh.
But it was important to me to fulfill my parents' expectations that, of course, I would go to college. So I went to Harvard. I majored in philosophy. I started working in the corporate environment in sales because my father told me, if you want to know if you like business, the best thing to do is to work for a major corporation who sells to other businesses. That
find
way,
out what
in
it's all
the
about.
Sales role,
yep.
You get to learn about all kinds of industries and figure out if you'll like business.
That is so true. That was very, very sage advice. But let me ask you this about Harvard. I was reading something recently, Pam, that talked about the difficulty some people have in going to prestigious schools, particularly in their first year. So when they really wonder, are they in over their head, or is this something they can be successful at? So what did you experience going to Harvard that would be useful to kids going to other schools, maybe not Harvard, but any prestigious school across the country? And there are quite a few, obviously.
I think the first thing is to know that if you got in, you belong there. You
yeah.
didn't get in by accident.
Yeah.
And that your knowledge of who you are and what you want to take from that institution is what will lead you to the life you want to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's all about decisions and about your understanding of yourself. You can't let the perception of people around you or your beliefs of what the perception is of people around you determine how you act and what you go after in your life. It has to come from within.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Pam, we're going to take a break, and we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we're going to continue our conversation on the backside and begin to really focus on what obstacles and adversities you've had to overcome to get to where you are. You are listening to Against All Odds, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. And we're here with our guest, Pamela Roach, the founder and CEO of Breakthrough Marketing Technologies in Jersey City, New Jersey. Pam, we were talking before the break about decisions and about believing that you belong and how you use that to fit in and to succeed. One of the things I didn't ask you is success. And before we start talking about what challenges you faced to get there, let's start off with your view of, number one, are you successful? And if yes, no. If yes, then what would you say is how you would measure that success?
I would say I'm in the process of being successful. And the reason for that is that I think my measure for success has to do with experiencing a high degree of self-fulfillment in what I do. I do enjoy and recognize the power and the joy of developing new insights about marketplaces that can enable my clients to be successful and profitable with new products. But there's always something ahead, and there's always an opportunity to do it better, to do more, and that's why I consider myself in the process of being successful.
And I think you've also answered how you would measure it. You're saying you're measuring it by your degree of self-fulfillment.
Correct.
Good. So let's talk about what adversities and obstacles you've had. I'm sure you've had a silver spoon. It's been pretty easy those 25 years and in the last 12 years that you've had your business, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And, so sometimes I think, well, you know, with X millions of dollars, I don't need to move forward and do anything at all.
Yeah, right.
Not at all. I think it's such a hard question for me to answer because I don't look at my life as a series of obstacles or barriers or big challenges that were confounding me, preventing me from moving forward. I focus more on what I want to have happen, where I want to go in my life, and I address whatever is in front of me as almost insignificant because I'm on a path that's much further ahead. So what does that mean about challenges and barriers and obstacles? I don't recognize them as such. I see new decisions that I have to make and new courses of action or roads to charter in order to get to where I want to go.
Yeah, so what I think you're saying is that the obstacles are not insurmountable, so therefore you begin to minimize them as barriers. But what you're also saying is you get around it by having forethought and a plan. Because basically what I have found, Pam, is that successful people forget how they got there. It just becomes part of their DNA. That planning, that strategizing that you're talking about, in terms of understanding how you're going to get to where you want to go, that's something that some people don't know how to do, Pam.
Yeah, I know that one of the things my father always said is that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yep.
And the whole idea of planning for a lot of us is very, very difficult. But I think that maybe because too many people think of the immediate next step. And the key to planning is to look at your overall goal. Where do you want to be? What do you want to do? What do you want to have? And start to work backwards. If you start to understand, well, if I have a particular goal in mind, what did I do just before I reached that goal in order to be successful?
Mm-hmm.
And what did I do the day before that? And what did I do the week before that? And what happened the year before that? That then starts to create a plan that is far-reaching and is often a lot easier to put together than figuring out what should I do in the next minute.
Is that similar to Stephen Covey's begin with the end in mind?
It is exactly. And it's also highly consistent with the way we here at Breakthrough do strategic planning.
Mm-hmm.
You always want to be able to build out what we call your future business history.
So if people are listening and they're in the process of graduating or they've spent 10 or 15 years in corporate America in sales and marketing and selling B2B, and they're now looking to go out on their own, what advice would you provide to them who are struggling with decisions and trying to weigh what the right path is?
The first thing I would say is know yourself. Look really deep inside and understand what it is you're after. Are you looking for freedom to live your life in a different way, to spend more time with your family?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to run away from a painful situation? If you are motivated by something negative, like running away from a painful situation or avoiding an obstacle or circumventing a challenge that's hard for you, it's likely that you will fail.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a positive objective and goal before you in order to succeed and to be able to marshal all the energy and creativity it takes to be successful.
But we've talked to some people, Pam, who ended up being motivated by the challenges they faced that were not in their control. You know, people who were iriffed or let go, and that caused them to then, you know, evaluate whether they should start their own business. Is that contrary to what you're saying?
Not at all. That evaluation process is exactly what it takes. And it's very difficult when you feel hurt and rejected and denied and unrecognized and unappreciated in either a current job or even if you're unable to find a job and you have all those feelings. But one of the great things that Dr. Martin Luther King showed us, I believe, is that we can choose how we are going to respond to every situation, every circumstances. And so once we recognize that we're feeling those negative things, we can step back and say, okay, I am going to let go of those feelings, and I'm going to choose to respond to this situation in a very different way.
Yeah.
As an opportunity for me to find something that's more profitable, more exciting, more challenging emotionally or intellectually, something that's going to enable me to spend more time with my family. Whatever your goals are, you can start to create a new reality for yourself based in what you want your life to be and the way you want to experience it.
I think that's excellent advice, and it's founded in reality and proven success across multiple dimensions and industries and job types. So absolutely. You know, Pam, you talked about strategic consulting and the fact that you do that for many of your clients. And even though you're providing, you know, this type of business consultancy, you're using, you know, philosophy and your experiences. What have you learned in doing that for your clients that our business listeners could learn from? What would you tell them they can and should keep in the forefront of their mind in order to lead their business to success?
That's an interesting question, Howard, because I went to business school. I went to Columbia University Business School. And the things I'm going to say are not the things that I learned there. What I would say is that if you want to move your organization forward, whether it's a two-person organization, whether it's only you, or whether you have 100 employees, 1,000 employees, you need to focus on what the customers you want to sell to care about. Now, it's one thing to ask somebody, what do you want to buy from me or what would you pay me for? And generally, people give you a top-of-mind answer, and always in the back of their head is, I don't want to pay a lot for this, so I will minimize how important it is to me.
That's so true.
And so instead, you need to ask a different question. You need to ask what kinds of outcomes or what kind of things do you want to have happen in your life, in your business, that would make your life easier. In answering that question, you're asking your potential customer to do the same thing that you did when you started your business, to think about what would be a perfect storm, what would be a perfect scenario way of doing business, what would be a perfect experience of your product. And in understanding from their perspective, in their own words, what it would take to make them phenomenally happy, you can start to pull out the threads of what your product ought to be, how you ought to deliver it, and how you ought to tell them about it. You can also use that approach with subtle changes to find out what price they actually would be willing to pay. With that information, you now have in your hand all the critical factors to be successful in the marketplace. But, and this is the second thing that I would say, in order to be able to deliver those perfect things to your targeted customer, you have to change. You have to change yourself in the way you lead. You have to change the organization. And that is the hardest part, to get people to understand that the way they did business, did work in the past, was good, but not good enough to serve these new customers with this new offering. That change process is something that is not well understood. There are a lot of people who talk about change management and how many people you need to have a critical mass to move from one way of doing work to another. But it's really a very nuanced process to figure out what your current culture is that prevents people from changing, and then making that change happen. So although we do a lot of statistical analysis to collect data, analyze, and do all kinds of things in the marketplace, a big part of the work my company does is helping leaders drive change in their organization.
And I think you're on exactly the right stack of mail, as I often find that you are, and driving change is important. Understanding your customer, determining who you're trying to market to, and then knowing their wants and needs. Is absolutely a starting point for the business, not something that you get to ultimately, but something that you start with. So as always, Pam, I find it very interesting and enlightening to talk with you. I wish I had more time to continue the conversation, but they're giving me the hook over here. So I think we're going to have to move on. We are listening to Pamela Roach, the CEO and founder of Breakthrough Marketing Technologies in Jersey City, New Jersey. Again, Pam, thank you for your time and your insights.
You're more than welcome, Howard.
Take care and have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, we will be right back after these words from our sponsors. You are listening to Against All Odds.
This is John Subers for the Florida Hospital Flagler News Update. Florida Hospital Flagler has named Robert Davis to serve as our hospital's chief nursing officer. Robert has been with Florida Hospital for over 16 years and will be responsible for planning and overseeing all administrative functions and clinical standards of practice and care for our patients. For more information, visit FloridaHospitalFlagler.com. This has been a Florida Hospital Flagler News Update.
Your partner for life. Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
All right. Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Wright. So, Kristen, what did you think of our interview?
I thought she was great. You know, I really liked how she brought it back to goals again. Mm-hmm. I think it's so easy to not have goals. I find myself not having goals. And every time we interview someone and they say that we need goals, I realize I need goals.
Yeah. You know, she talked about planning, and I'm a big believer in that. She talked about her father talking about if you don't have a plan, you can't succeed. And it's so true. My father used to tell me prior planning prevents poor performance. We used to call it
that tongue twister.
It is. Proper prior planning prevents poor performance. And I've always believed that and lived on that belief in terms of how I approached my goals and objectives. What else did you learn?
The whole concept of believing that you deserve what you decide that you want. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of times people, you know, they decide they're going to go to Harvard, they apply, they get accepted, and then all of a sudden it's, do I deserve to be here?
Yeah.
I think she really made that point clear that, you know, you have to look deep inside yourself and you have to realize that they chose you, whether it be the school you're going to or maybe a new job you have. They chose you and you deserve to be there. So don't second guess yourself and don't question whether or not you belong somewhere and that you can do it. You just have to believe that you can.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can't help but be reminded by the quote that you gave as we started our show today with Katie and her sharing her driveway moment. And the fact that she stayed in her driveway listening to the Gary Lubai interview, which is causing me to say that we are achieving our objective. I don't know how many people we can be having an impact on, but if it's one, then I'm very pleased to be doing that. I'll tell you something that I think Joe Roy at the Business Assistance Center and Tom Hellman at SCORE would all say is that Pam's comments about understanding the kind of outcomes that you want in your business are really, really critical. And those outcomes we'll talk about perhaps in the future, but they start with the product and the innovation that you have around your product and your offering, the type of customer intimacy you can establish with your customer. She talked about how to do that. And last is the operational excellence you deliver by being the best at the best price. So when you put all of those together, then success is generally assured. I am probably way over. So we're going to have to wrap up. Kristen, my name is Howard Holly, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
And you guys have been listening to Against All Odds. I want to wish you the best of luck in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. Have a blessed day and a blessed week. Goodbye.